morning. We'll call this land board meeting to order. I imagine we all had an opportunity to review the minutes. Is there a motion?
Governor, I move approval of the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to the first action item. Unless there's objection, we would take the two timber sales together.
Governor, the first timber sale is the Clark Kent Hook, Missoula County Common Schools. Timber sale is located approximately 14 miles west of Lolo, Montana. Two harvest units, 1.5 million board feet. Minimum bid at $2.07 to generate an anticipated $27,423. We do have 2.1 miles of new road and 6.1 miles of road maintenance. We recommend approval. The second timber sale is the Devil Mountain 2 timber sale, located approximately 7 miles south of Helmville, Montana. Seven harvest units, 3.7 million board feet, 557 per ton, generating $48,514 for the trusts. 3 miles of new road, and we recommend the Devil Mountain timber sale.
Is there any public comment? Good morning.
Good morning, Governor, members of the land board. For the record, my name is Julia Altemus. That's Altemus. I'm here on behalf of the Montana Wood Products Association in support of the two timber sales, and appreciate the state bringing them forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I move approval of 217-1 A and B.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Next action item, preliminary approval for sale.
Governor and Land Board Commissioners, this is the first sale of a property in the next three. This is the preliminary stage, the first step in the process, for a parcel in Judith Basin, 160 acres, with a home site located on the property. This will allow us to go out and establish the appraised value of the property, and we recommend approval.
Is there any public comment? Commissioner Rosendale, is there a motion?
No, there's...
I'm sorry.
Governor Bullock.
Good morning.
Land Board. Sorry I'm a little slow on the get up there. A quick comment on...
First, just...
Oh, my name...
New board. They haven't had the...
TV audience.
The great opportunity to have discussions with you yet, so please introduce yourself. Spell your name if it's a challenge. Say who you represent if it's someone other than yourself.
My name is Randy Knowles. I represent myself. I'm from Great Falls. Knowles is K-N-O-W-L-E-S. On land banking parcel 217-2 to the Kakuin family, my only comment is, and this is pretty typical of these types of parcels, is the county road, I think it's a county road, appears to run like feet from his house. Obviously, this family is used to this. They've been there a long time. My fear is in the future. We just settled a 12-year lawsuit on Pishkin Road, where that gentleman was willing to spend over $300,000 of his hard-earned money to replace a road he demolished, not to include his attorney fees for those 12 years. So. Some people just have more money than common sense in Montana, and there is, even though we're selling the 160 here, this could be good bird hunting area. We've got that wheat fields with grazing fields. That's usually a pretty good combination. And so I'd just like us to make sure that we secure easements so that if there's a new owner of the buildings, that we don't have any problems in the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Knowles. Is there any additional public comment? Is there a motion?
Commissioner. Thank you, Governor. As this is a unique property and you have the agricultural land and the 9-acre home site with improvements, it's a sort of a hybrid of a of a sale. So I would like to move that we grant preliminary approval for this sale to 17-2 with the provision that the improvements be appraised similar to the cabin lease sites, so that if an individual besides the current tenant purchases the land, the improvements can be sold at the market value.
Is there a second?
It might be out of order, but if we could have, well, I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
Second. Thanks for doing that. Yeah, and from the standpoint we can have them, the commissioner brought this up earlier. You know, it's interesting that at least in our tenure, we've had a couple of these where there is a home site on it. The commissioner's point was, and the commissioner can certainly speak for himself, but was from the perspective of there really, we have that process when it comes to cabin site leases of what you're going to do with the property. You're going to get it appraised. Wasn't necessarily the case with this parcel. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Thank you, Governor. This property, again, is being sold as an agricultural site for land banking purposes, but there's this 9-acre home site that the current tenant of the balance of the land lives upon. They made the improvements. It's on the state land. So while there's a 9-acre site that is additionally being leased in the body of this 160 acres, that is being treated as a cabin site lease, and then you have the balance of the property that's being treated as an agricultural lease. So when we tie the whole thing together as a sale currently, the improvements, if someone beyond the current tenant was to buy the 160-acre lease, buy the 160-acre site, the current occupant of the property could place and establish whatever value they wanted on the improvements. So it limits the sale of the property to this individual alone, unless someone just said, I don't mind someone having these improvements in the middle of my property, because they can place whatever value they would want upon them in order to sell them. Whereas in a cabin lease site, typical transaction, an appraisal would be conducted, establish the fair market value of those improvements, and then that is what would establish what those improvements would be sold by. So we have this hybrid of these two properties together, and we can go through the typical process. However, in addition to that, it would be wise for us, in order to open this sale to truly competitive bidding, to make sure that the improvements are also valued at market prices, so that someone who is interested in the entire 160-acre site then would know what the value of those improvements were when they would purchase, and be willing to purchase those as well. Mr. Governor.
Did you grab that? I think we got it right. From the perspective of there's still additional protections, right? So it's appraised out. Somebody comes in, he could pull it off the market.
Well, I'm just interested in what the director and or the department think of that.
Governor, Attorney General Fox, Commissioner Rosendale brought this to our attention yesterday, so we've got 24 hours of thoughts. And this is a preliminary approval, so that's one thing that is important to remember. This is the first step in a three-step process. In fact, under the land banking provisions, the commissioner is correct, we would have not appraised the value of the home site improvements. And that would have, should have it been competitively sold, those would have been negotiated between the parties purchasing and the current owner. An appraised value would provide some protection for a competitive purchaser on establishing the value of those improvements. So we have no concerns about appraising those buildings as part of the preliminary information that we will bring back to the board.
Follow-up, Governor?
Please.
For the director, would that change how we would do these things in the future for other similar situated properties, or would we just do that on a case-by-case basis?
Governor and Attorney General Fox, I think that this is a good catch, and that I think the department should come back with a recommendation on how to consistently move these types of properties forward. I would just ask, let's not do that on the fly for this meeting. I think this is a good decision for this property, but I think it will probably be a policy that we would bring forward potentially with a rule.
How many of these have we had in the last 4 years?
Yeah, and Governor, just a small number. Maybe
one?
I can one. Yeah, so it's not a real common thing, so it doesn't bother me a lot that we would make a specific decision on this property today, because there's not another group of them coming up towards us. But it does. I think the commissioner raises a good point that, from a competitive bids perspective, that the value of those improvements would be useful. One provision is I don't think we should get into the business of putting a value on fence lines, irrigation equipment, and other typical agricultural type improvements, which is really what land banking negotiated deals on the improvement is all about, is those typical farm and ranch improvements that stock tanks that a lessee has put on the property that we don't want to get in the business of appraising their value, but in a real competitive bid situation on a lease, those have to be negotiated out. But in the case of a home site, I think the cabin site program is now mature, and we can look to that for guidance on how to look at home improvements on properties.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner.
Director, I assume the lessee would have to agree to that, or is that something that we can do?
Governor, I think you have the authority to direct to the department to do the appraisal. The lessee has a great amount of leverage in terms of whether this parcel ever comes before you again or whether it's actually sold.
Yep.
Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion as amended, say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Passes 4-1. Let's go to the next action item.
Next action item is the sale of cabin and home sites, one property on the Sealy Lake Outlet. Proceeds will go to the Montana State University. The appraised value is $160,000. This property did go through at the request of the current lessee an informal administrative hearing, and the examiner concluded that the appraisal valuation for both the lands and the improvements were reasonable, and we recommend that we move forward to final sale to set the minimum bid at $160,000 for the property.
Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I'd move 217-3, approval of.
Thanks, General. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion passes. Next action item is final approval for sale of a number of plots. Without objection, we'd take them together.
Very good, Governor and Land Board Commissioners. This is now the last one was the middle step, and now this is the final step for final approval for sale. Item A in Sanders County is valued at $18,000. You approved it in May, the land board approved it in May, and then October 2016 set the minimum bid. There was a cabin site public auction on January 24th where the one bidder, the lessee, was awarded the bid. This approval would allow him to purchase that property at the appraised values.
Yeah.
Item B is in Lincoln County, again one parcel. In the same situation where in May they came before for preliminary approval, October set the minimum bid, competitive auction January 25th, one bidder, the lessee, at the appraised value. And then The item C is in Flathead County. There's three parcels. Again, the same situation where the current lessees were the only bidders. It came through the board two times prior, and the value that is being offered is the appraised value. And finally, a number of sites in Missoula County approving for sale, again through the same process where we came before the land board in May, October, and the lessees were the only bidders for these properties. In total, we're at $1.5 million for the $1.55 million for the items A, B, and C, D, cabin site, home sites, final approval for sale. We recommend approval.
Is there any public comment? Any public comment for any of them? Is there a motion?
I'd move that we approve the final sale for items under 217-4 A, B, C, and D.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. We have a number of easements before us. Unless there's objection, I'll probably have them take them together.
Very good. The easement package is your standard a set of packages: historic county roads, a new gas utility line, historic utilities. That was Northwestern Energy has the largest number of easements under that category as they continue to try to get their pipelines and utilities into good order across our lands. And so we recommend approval of the 34 easements within the package.
Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I move approval of all of the easements in 217-5.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Governor, I have a question.
Please.
On page 37 of 77, which is page 4 of the action item, there's a the applicant is listed as Northwestern Corporation. Is that different than the others that come after that, Northwestern Energy? A question for
good catch.
The department.
Governor General, I would refer to staff if possible. I had the same question this morning, and I just didn't have a chance to ask it.
Governor, members of the board, Attorney General Fox, for the record, Sean Thomas, Trust Lands Division Administrator. Lisa just told me over my shoulder that they operate under both. It's Northwest. Northwestern Energy operates under both those names, Northwestern Energy and Northwestern.
Huh. Good to know.
Not sure why the difference.
Learn something new almost every day. Are there other questions or comments? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Now is the time in our meeting for public comment for items or topics that were not otherwise on the agenda. Is there any public comment?
Mr. Governor, members of the land board, my name is Randy Knowles from Great Falls, Montana. Just a number that came across my desk in the last few days is the amount of landlocked acres in Montana, almost 2 million acres, which puts us significantly above our sporting neighbors of Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Idaho. So I crunched some numbers to see if there's a disparity. Was there more Forest Service land that was landlocked than there was BLM, and you know, which state kind of had the most problems in which areas? And Colorado or Idaho has the most Forest Service land of those group of states, and but less than 1%, 1/3 of 1% of their land is landlocked. Utah has the most BLM land, not by a well by a bunch compared to Montana, but Wyoming is right behind them. And yet they still only have less than 1% as landlocked. New Mexico has the most DNRC-type lands, and with about 0.5% of that being landlocked. Then, of course, we want to look at it from a sportsman's point of view. Montanans purchase 495,000 dollars worth of conservation easement or conservation licenses. Well over half of the Montanans purchase a conservation license. And so I went back to the annual report, and I'm sorry I had to skip out on that in December, but I had a pressing matter. But again, crunching the numbers, if FWP controlled all of the ag and grazing leases in Montana, the sportsmen could pay $75 additional for their conservation license and generate the same revenue, actually generate more revenue for the trust lands. And as I crunched those numbers, because this isn't the first time I've crunched that number, it dawned on me that that is a good example of the pressures that we're seeing in Montana of agriculture versus recreation. Because if you look at those cabin sites numbers, I don't know how many of those are Montanans buying those cabin sites, but if I remember right, those are going for about $100,000 an acre, $50,000 an acre. It doesn't matter. Anything over a couple hundred bucks an acre eliminates most Montanans. So where the sportsman could lease all of the land in Montana, and I would say we would, if we went to $100 a sportsman for our conservation licenses, that wouldn't be a problem if we gained access to all of that property. Now, I will tell you, because of the various sportsman boards that I serve on, that we are not anti-agriculture. We encourage grazing on the Beartooth Game Management Area because we know the benefits of grazing livestock does to that area. We also review intensively every couple of years grazing on the Salmon River Game Range because there's some forbs on that property that elk just don't like to eat. So it's not that we're anti-agriculture, but by controlling the leases, then we control the access. And that's really what my number crunching is all about, is it just doesn't take much money to control a whole bunch of land in Montana when you're putting agriculture against recreation. So, and then my final comment is I was hoping that on the agenda this month that there would be a report about a reciprocal easement progress with the Salmon Road between the state and BLM. So I look forward to that on a future agenda. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Knowles. Is there any additional public comment?
Something down here.
Sean, Sonia wasn't here. Are there any other? No, was not on the first meeting. So it's just, as we have a new land board, and I don't know if there were additional staff members that couldn't make it in January that we might want to give a shout out to and tell them what they do and why they do it and how they do it.
Absolutely, Governor. With your permission, I would just have Sonia come up and give you all a brief introduction. She's our Forest Management Bureau Chief. Her office is located in Missoula with the State Forester, the Forester folks.
And, Sean, I don't think it would hurt just to introduce everybody here, just because this is just one time is not enough to get names down, and these are people that you're going to be working with for the full term.
And before we go into all that, if I could just for one second.
Got it. Go ahead.
I would hate to see us move on without having public comment testimony just given recommending that we raise hunters' licenses by $100 or up to $100. And I would just like to make it perfectly clear that after serving in the legislature the last 6 years to try and increase license fees by $2 or $3 creates quite an outrage for the citizens of Montana, and that I personally would be very opposed to any recommendation coming out of this body that would even vaguely support an action like that.
Don't beat around the bush, Commissioner. Tell us how you really feel.
That is not a maybe.
And the nice thing is that this body typically doesn't weigh in on legislation. I mean, if there's legislation under DNRC or trust lands, thanks for the comments. Go ahead.
See who I have, if I can get everybody in the back joining us today, is Dan Rogers, who works with Sonia in Missoula. Wave your hand there, Dan. Mike Atwood, the real estate chief. Emily Cooper, the land section supervisor. Lisa Axline, our right-of-way section supervisor. Dennison Butler is our trust land attorney. And Sonia, Jen Anders, and Adam Schaefer are the governor's land board staff folks. And Sonia's here, so we'll let her give you a brief introduction. Thank you.
Tell us a little about yourself, Sonia.
Governor, members of the land board, what would you like to know? My name is Sonia Gurman. I'm the Forest Management Bureau Chief serving for Trustland Management Division. I've been doing so for the past 5 years, and it's always a pleasure to serve before the board. And if there's any questions that you should ever have about our program, please feel free to contact me.
Thanks, Sonia.
Mr. Governor, with your permission, I skipped our Fish, Wildlife, and Parks person. She was sort of hiding there behind Mike. Darlene Edge, representing the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on a lot of land board issues.
Good morning, Governor, members of the land board. Darlene Edge, Lands Program Manager for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. My duties are to herd through the projects that we work on, conservation easements, land acquisitions, land exchanges. We try to provide you and your staff with as much information as possible before we bring them to you so that you have the information to make an appropriate decision. And again, I'd like to say that any questions, please feel free to call me, ask. We'll get you the answer. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie. Any additional comments?
Governor, I have one comment and request, not for you, Darlene, thanks, for obviously the director and the Trust Lands Division are very busy with the legislature. With the current events where the president has restarted the Keystone XL, there's apparently a bill in the legislature that would require pipeline crossings to be above ground, and there's, you know, a lot of controversy over these issues. I wonder if it might be helpful to the board and to the public, frankly, if the Trust Lands Division might give us a short review on the what was the standard before some of these pipeline breaks, and how many of those pipelines that would cross water bodies in Montana have been upgraded, and which ones maybe haven't been, that are leased by the state, along with some discussion on what the new standards are and how we assure going forward that the pipeline crossings in Montana across water bodies are environmentally secure and, you know, actually safe in terms of being tampered with by people with ill intent. And then finally, as a part of that, if I know that when I first became Attorney General, we had one easement, I think, we granted for the Keystone XL, and all of the rest of them had been during Governor Schweitzer's administration. If we could get maybe some review again, just to refresh our memory, and with the new land board, give us some memory of where the Keystone XL may cross state lands and in particular water bodies. And my nephew passed away recently, and I'll be at a memorial in the March meeting, and I'll be calling in. So perhaps if we could do this in the April meeting, I'd more apt to be here. If this is your staff, so.
Yep. Thanks, General. We'll certainly take it under advisement.
And, Governor, the assessment in terms of the easements, the general is correct. We've done a review, and it is highly dependent on TransCanada and their choices that they make over the next few months. As you know, Nebraska still is not even cited. The Fort Peck are asking for a realignment. But if they were to stay within their current approved footprint, the land boards under Governor Schweitzer approved almost all of the actions this board would take. We believe that there is still action associated with power cooperatives bringing power lines into substations. So ascendery issues with serving the pipeline, but the alignment itself was eased. We can certainly bring a map and identify where those parcels are.
Additional questions or comments for the good of the order? I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Meeting adjourned.
Aye.